integrative health info. At its best, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Julie Newmark and Dime Store Halo coming right at you. That's julienewmarkmusic.com. Julie, thanks for bringing us in with that happy note, but I want to talk about something more serious, and that is cancer. Nixon declared the war on cancer. I believe cancer is like 1 in 7. Now we're at about 1 to 2.5 to 3. And is it going to go up? Well, if we look at our children, it looks like it. Holly's study out of University of California, Davis, recently carried out the first ever study to consider dietary exposure to 11 toxins. Now, these are toxins associated with cancer. They looked at acrylamides, arsenic, lead, mercury, and several others. Study participant included 364 children aged 2 to 7, 446 parents of the young children, 149 older adults. 100% of them had exposures beyond the cancer benchmark. Meaning that they have levels they feel safe. Every one of them had overexposure.
All right, this is what's killing me. This is definitely what's killing me, is that, our prediction, listeners, is that cancer is going to continue to increase, the incidence of cancer. Now, why does it kill me? I'll tell you why. Because, first of all, you got a place like Radio MD where you've got top experts talking about health all day long. You've got pop wellness doctors giving information. You've got talking heads like myself and Dr. Weiss, and we've got Nobel Peace Prize winners in this country, and we keep getting better and better, and we keep getting more and more educated, and still chronic health issues like cancer, obesity, diabetes, cardiovascular disease continue to be on the rise. Why is that happening? When we know better, we do better. Well, that's not the case here. So what is going on? We have to look at our environment. We have to look at how to protect ourselves.
Holly, we talked about this before, and we are in agreement that to be a good physician, you have to be somewhat protective of the environment. That we agreed. I think, and I'm not saying this is for other physicians or other systems, because not every naturopath is interested in protecting the environment the way that I am. But I'm saying that if you are somebody who wants to prevent disease, you have to be considerate of the soil, the water, and the air. It is simply toxic. Now, it can be avoided. Organics are a big step. But God, Holly, I just read an article the other day about this guy saying organics are, and he's a famous TV guy, saying not organics, it's just for snobs and it really doesn't mean anything. It means everything. It's not perfect. It's not perfect to go organic, but it's better. It's always a good move.
You know, and this is the thing, you're kind of provocative to me right now, I have to tell you, because I have one of my best friends, she's a tenured professor down at San Diego State University, and she has a brother that is just very opinionated and says something about everything. And one of the things that he said off the cuff the other day was, oh, organic, they're just trying to make you buy more expensive food. So this is the thing that kills me. So organic becomes, instead of a integrity word, it becomes a buzz and marketing word. And it's used inappropriately by some, but if we could really, and this is what we're here to help you do, if you would please just use your own mind. If you have any doubt in your mind about anything, what is organic? What's not organic? What does it mean? Then please find out for yourself. You digest that information. Do not just stand around the water cooler. Do not just look at the posts on Facebook. Do not get your information nor your to-do list set by somebody else. Mm-hmm. Use your own mind, because it's so important. You are all so smart. But in order to really take care of yourself in this world, we got to be able to wake up, use our mind, use our voices, and take care of ourselves.
Cancer prediction. We believe it's going to increase. We are talking about a University of California Davis study looking at 11 known toxins. Children, adults, older adults, every one of them exceeded the FDA's level of benchmarks, meaning that they have levels that they say below that you're safe, above it you're high, some of them even tenfold higher. And we're finding that in children. We expect it to get worse. We're talking about, why are we predicting cancer is going to increase? Because why wouldn't it? When our children are loaded with known carcinogens, and it's documented in research. We are now shifting the conversation to where it should be, how to empower you to not get cancer. I have a 3.5-year-old. I don't know how parents do it when they're in those leukemia wards and when they're in those hospitals going through it. I just don't even know how they can handle it because they're so fragile yet tough and they're going through all that stuff. And we believe we can prevent it by using organic food, clean water, clean air, the best that you can. And you, and Holly, you brought up an interesting point about everybody sort of mocking the organic movement. I get the fact that the business interest in the chemical industry doesn't want organic to succeed. They will continue to do that. That's their job, is to make sure that organic doesn't get big and successful. But what I don't get is why physicians aren't, where are we, Holly? Why aren't we every single day saying avoid toxins whenever possible? I don't, where's the physician's voice in this?
I think that, I mean, it's a good question, and there's, you know, it doesn't take a lot of time to say, hey, let's look around what we know when studies like this come out, reduce exposure as much as possible. I just read a study earlier today. I actually posted on my professional page. There was a study about sweating and how on a daily basis, if you sweat, you get things out. So we talk a lot on this show about daily detox, right? We get daily insults of things because we're talking about the banned pesticide of DDT. That's also that, you know, you've still got a metabolite running around in our environment that has been known and linked to all sorts of cancers, bladder cancer, kidney cancer, liver, lung, you name it. And so what can we do for a daily detox besides reduce exposure where you can? All right. Mm-hmm. So non-genetically modified, very important, organic, because if it's organic, if it's 100% organic, it has the USDA seal, here's what you're getting. If it's not genetically modified, that's number one. The organics cannot use genetically modified organisms. And as well, don't have the herbicides, the pesticides, etc. sprayed on them. Very, very important. So reduce exposure, yes, but also daily detox. Get out there and move and sweat. That is a good one.
Yeah, it is. And let's talk about the last thing. And I know I'm going a little bit extra hippie, but here we're doing. We are talking about preventing cancer. And the next step is growing your own food. I don't do it. I mean, we finally had some herbs and stuff growing. We had some wild pigs break into the door. They ate everything. It was a very upsetting moment because I was the one who left the door open. But it is time for home gardens, urban gardens. It's time to micro feed ourselves.
Yes.
And when we look at the food supply and the numbers that don't add up, and I'm reading Inferno from Dan Brown now, so it's not good, Dolly. Don't read Inferno.
Right.
It doesn't help
gonna
any of this conversation. But getting our own urban gardens and getting this stuff going to grow our own food and reconnect with food and clean food is going to be a piece of preventing cancer, because you're going to be checking your soil to make sure it's safe before you grow your vegetables.
That's perfect. So we need to also throw in the mix here, we can save lives one garden at a time. Now, I think we're going to get into this more and more here on It's Your Health and It Ain't Rocket Science and here on Radio MD, because there's no reason why we can't just start pulling out all the stops and putting in the tips for your own urban garden. I'm going to give you the first one. And we've talked about it before.
Oh, I love it.
Organic soil and burlap bags, right? If you've got a little place outside, a burlap bag can actually sort of almost, it can be used as ground itself. You can just make that organic soil and plant whatever it is you want. We'll keep getting more and more tips.
Yeah.
As my own urban garden gets bigger and bigger. We'll get pictures, we'll get nutrient-filled recipes, and also just how easy it is. But we can throw in the mix here, saving lives, a little urban garden at a time.
Cancer prediction. Do we think cancer is going to go up? Yes. We're basing this on a University of California at Davis study showing toxic exposure is over the EPA benchmarks in 100% of the kids that they studied. We are very concerned about it. And we are talking about preventing cancer one person at a time. So each person, don't look at it as a big level. Look at it as a small level at your house. Having your own garden with organic soil in it, that's the way to avoid the big organic food costs, by growing some of your own vegetables. If you get tomatoes and a little bit of fruit out of that and your herbs and spices, you're going to cut your bill down. We want organic to be available to everybody. We're going to keep bringing tips to you to get clean food and stay away from cancer. That's how we roll at Radio MD and RadioMD.com.